Trumbull police sounding the alarm about a fraud scheme that actually cost a local resident hundreds of thousands of dollars. According to police, the victim said she received a Microsoft Windows pop-up message. This was earlier this year when she contacted the phone number associated with that message. And that's where things kind of went downhill from there. So joining us to give us more insight into this from the Trumbull Police Department is Lieutenant Brian Falkenstein. And Lieutenant, always appreciate having you here. How are you?
Very well, and yourself? Good morning.
I'm glad to have you here, and I'm going to ask, first of all, for all the details, as much as you can give us in this case, and then I have some follow-up questions because I think it sounds similar to other scams that have a similar, I would say, prompt. But in your own words, Lieutenant, tell us what happened with this resident. I feel terrible.
Yes, and so do we all. Unfortunately, back in March, the victim received a pop-up Windows message on her computer and kind of fell prey to what was going on at that point. So she did contact the number that was associated with the message, had correspondence with this person for quite some time, and then ultimately agreed to provide, you know, a large sum of money twice that was transferred over to gold coins to provide this as a way to protect her assets. At least believed was going to be a way to protect her assets and her family at this point. And then kind of caught wind, you know, with a little bit of help from the bank when she was getting ready to do a third one and thought it was better now to come to us, to the police, and kind of find out, you know, was this legitimate or was she being scammed? With her help, and I kind of described her to people around here as a rock star, because this victim helped us out tremendously in being able to take a small bite out of this to a certain extent and be able to take someone into custody that was participating in this. So ultimately, last week on the 14th, you know, with some help from surrounding agencies, we were able to take this person into custody.
Wow. I mean, and so you guys were able to get this person to meet up a third time, essentially, but the person involved, the accused, they didn't realize they were meeting up with police at that point, right? And I think the offer was going to be some $300,000.
Yes, the third one that had been arranged or what was believed to be happening was going to be for $300,000.
Holy cow, that's insane.
Yes.
So first and foremost, I mean, can this person, the one who got duped, can they get any of that money back or probably not?
The investigation's still kind of ongoing at this point. That's our hope. But unfortunately, you know, trying to get cash back or, you know, gold coins where there really isn't as much of a trail, that's going to be the challenge for us to be able to track that down and where that stuff potentially or might have gone.
And so when I was reading the report, is this man's not even from Connecticut, right?
Correct. He had California IDs, and it looks like he's from India.
But she met with him, or she met with somebody associated with him? Just trying to understand
that. From what we're understanding, it's believed that there may be other parties involved with this.
Got it.
This individual she met with was going to meet with on May 14th on Thursday. Sounds like it may be someone that she met with more than once, but it sounds like there's also a possibility that it was someone she met three different people during these different, you know, meetups that they were having.
That's insane. So here's my question for you. And again, we have Lieutenant Falkenstein here from the Trumbull Police Department. So, Brian, I'm going to get real with you. I'm going to throw myself under the bus here because I think it's important. Okay. I have no issue throwing myself under because I do think that this is better for the common good. Is it only Microsoft Windows that has this pop-up message, or have you seen something similar to this really with any type of computer or device?
I think, as you know, law enforcement across the state and even across the country, we're seeing it in all different means. You know, essentially, these people that are doing this are fishing. They're throwing that line out there and they're hoping to get someone. They're trying to get a hook. And when they do, that's when they start to exploit the situation. You know, some of them do their due diligence and they know enough about their victim, as far as if maybe they have a deceased spouse or how many kids they have or where they live. And they try to sell themselves as being someone that's official. I mean, I know we've seen it recently with the text message scam saying you owe money for a ticket or you have a pending arrest warrant. There's so many of these different scams right now, it's hard to keep up with them. That's where it becomes difficult, one, to, you know, investigate them. And then two, once, you know, they have their hooks into you, how they really take advantage of that situation until it's almost too late, you know, and they can deplete people's life savings at that point.
So the reason I asked that question is because I think almost the exact same scam happened to me last summer. But I don't have Microsoft Windows. I have a Mac. And it was a very similar situation where I was working on my computer and I don't know what prompted it, but all of a sudden my computer just froze. All these pop-ups came up. And I'm thinking, oh man, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden this number, this huge number in red lettering saying you need to talk to somebody at Apple to make sure your computer is not compromised, to unfreeze your computer, all that. And I was saying to my audience that you kind of go into, I call it kind of lizard brain, where I know what to do is to look up the actual number to Apple. But my computer was frozen, Lieutenant. So I'm like, oh, that's not an option. So I guess I got to call this number. And thankfully, one of my colleagues happened to have been coming to my house that day to pick up something. And he's like, no, don't call that number. This just happened to my wife a few weeks ago. Don't do that. So thankfully, I avoided this. But it sounds exactly like, at least how it was prompted, sounds exactly like what this woman went through.
Yes, very, very similar. And like I mentioned, these people that are trying to victimize people are essentially fishing. They're throwing that line out there, hoping to get someone hooked on. And from there, that's when the things kind of spiral. And they spiral very quickly because they are preying on people that are vulnerable or ignorant to the way this, you know, kind of works and the whole process, if it was something really legitimate.
So what do you suggest people do to avoid this, Lieutenant? Because, I think it's good to keep it top of mind, right? It's good to have this conversation and to keep it top of mind. But if people come across this kind of alert, immediate, especially a phone number where they almost seem like they're helping you out, like, hey, you know, just contact us, just talk to us if you want to, you know, learn more. All of a sudden, scammers are getting, I mean, more and more intelligent, honestly, and they're knowing how to get to basically anybody. So what do you suggest people do?
Well, I think, you know, it's trusting your instincts a little bit too. You know, if something doesn't seem right, you know, kind of trust those hairs on the back of your neck and start making some phone calls to people that you do trust. And if, you know, someone doesn't have someone like that in their lives, then calling us, calling the police, calling law enforcement and asking, hey, does this sound right before you make those drastic steps, you know, to pay someone via, you know, a gift card or cash or wire transfers or cryptocurrency or gold coins in this case. You know, those things that seem really abnormal and are abnormal and really they don't occur as far as the way you would pay a law enforcement entity or anyone for that matter with something legitimate or some type of government agency, that's not a way that they're going to accept payment. So again, you know, when you start to see some of those red flags, you know, call someone that you either trust or the police. That's what we're here for. And we're here 24/7 to answer those questions also.
Do you believe, Lieutenant, that other people in Trumbull or the surrounding area probably were duped by this person in particular?
I don't know about this person in particular, but this gentleman that we did place into custody was arrested in New York State for a similar type scheme. So, you know, it does exist. It is out there and they are out there preying on people on a daily basis.
Mm. Yeah, so definitely make sure you're calling police, especially if you came across this scam or you've heard of anybody who's come across this. Lieutenant, I want to thank you for what you and the department does in the town of Trumbull. And thank you for putting this alert out there. And we will also attach for your podcast if people have, you know, want to be able to contact you guys directly, your non-emergency number so that they can file that report.
Absolutely. We would appreciate that. And obviously with the public's help, hopefully we can make a little bit more of a dent in all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Lieutenant, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you.
All right. That is Lieutenant Brian Falkenstein here again on from Trumbull Police Department. And we will also attach the number, the non-emergency number for Trumbull Police, to his podcast on our website, voiceofct.com, if you want to contact them. Hopefully you have not been duped by this. But if you have, or you know somebody who has, make sure you call and report it immediately.